Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. That's what I get for multitasking. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. But remember, free speech cannot exist. Should not expect to be able to exist without being funded by we, the people. And of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3, or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And today I have... Well, firstly, I have with me my regular co-host, Mr. Stephen Douglas Weitner. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, RBN, fellow thought criminals.
And we have as special guest today, folks, none other than Dr. James Fetzer. Dr. Fetzer, good day. Good to have you on again.
Oh, Richard, I'm delighted to be back with you and Stephen. Please do call me Jim.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jim. Well, I'd like to start by asking your thoughts on this story I came across on your website earlier. Breaking news, U.S. deploying chemical weapons to Poland for false flag Ukraine attack. Perhaps we could hear your analysis of this, sir.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt but what having announced several times, to be emphatic, that NATO and the U.S. would only intervene if Russia were to deploy chemical weapons, they're clearly planting the seed for a false flag attack. We had many of this kind in Syria. We even have footage of where you have the local residents rushing out, falling on the ground as though they'd been victims of a chemical attack. Then they called, you know, quit, and they get up, dust themselves off, and go to collect their paycheck. What's going on here is planting the seed that Russia is going to perform a chemical attack, which is just ludicrous. They're not doing that. Vladimir Putin entered the fray with the intent to preserve as much of the infrastructure and as many civilian lives as possible. But the CIA had been there preparing Ukrainians to use Javelin anti-tank missiles and other weapons against the Russians. So that it has been a bigger a fight than I think Putin anticipates. But my belief is that he will effortlessly prevail, and did so for good reasons, which he articulated on a speech on 24 February. You can also find on my blog about the West having become an empire of lies, retraces the history and the geopolitics of the region. Ukraine has been a part of Russia for, oh, maybe go back hundreds, even longer. In fact, Kiev, the capital, was the first capital of Russia. And the biolabs and Western encroachment in violation of the solemn agreements arrived between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev at the time, where then Secretary of State James Baker declared that the West would not encroach one inch to the east. And yet at the time, there were 16 NATO nations. Today, there are 30, because the West has been done nothing but encroach to the east, and where NATO has ignored the repeated warnings of Vladimir Putin that the national security of Russia is at stake, not giving a thought to looking at the situation from the Russian point of view. For example, how would we feel if China put a lot of military, you know, missiles along our southern border or across our northern? Obviously, we'd be outraged. Well, Russia feels the same way about the NATO encroachment. and Putin reached a point where he had to take a stand, with talk taking place of possibly turning Ukraine into a NATO nation. That would be intolerable. He acted on principle. He laid out his rationale, but the mainstream media have completely ignored it. The Biden administration has not acknowledged it, and they're proceeding apace as though this man were some kind of a monster who is intervening, as it were, arbitrarily. It's supposed to be an unprovoked attack when it's anything but. I mean, the mainstream media and the Biden administration are leading us down a primrose path to World War III, and I'll tell you, while the West may want a war, it's not prepared to fight it. And while Russia does not want it, it is well prepared. And I'll tell you, the Russian military equipment is overwhelmingly superior to American. Just give me one illustration. Russia has a sub off of the East Coast that could launch a dirty bomb that would make the East Coast of the United States from Massachusetts through Washington, D.C., uninhabitable for a minimum of 250 years. That's just one weapon from one of the Russian subs. They have the best anti-missile missiles in the world. They have the best anti-ship missiles in the world. They have the best anti-submarine torpedoes in the world. These are unstoppable weapons. They're so sophisticated. And where, because the West has been rushing all these armaments and so many mercenaries have been coming into Ukraine thinking they're going to shoot Russians, Putin has used hypersonic missiles on two occasions to wipe out vast networks of weapons and armaments and mercenaries. And believe me, he's nobody to push around. He has, and Sergei Lavrov, who is, of course, a foreign minister and a very smart guy, concluded reluctantly that the West is conducting an all-out war against Russia. It's a hybrid war because much of it is economic, imposing all these sanctions on Russia, where Biden wants to claim that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. He's even made such statements. But the fact of the matter is the sanctions being imposed by the United States are forms of collective punishment that are outlawed by the Geneva Conventions and international law because they involve punishing a whole population for actions by its leader. It's very clear under international law that no one may be punished for a crime they did not themselves commit, and yet we're doing that just wholesale. It's outrageous that the United States has become, historically we always have been, but now it's blatant. We're not only the greatest terrorist nation in the world, rivaled only by Israel, our gallant ally in the Middle East, but we have become a rogue state performing war crimes blatantly, openly, as though we were completely unaware that these conventions exist. But believe me, these are dark times for the United States. And if we provoke Russia into a war, which I'm convinced is becoming increasingly likely, we aren't going to like the outcome.
Well, there certainly is ample motivation for those in power here in the U.S. to stage a false flag for current justification, trying to blame the whole biological weapon thing, that which they are guilty of themselves, on Putin. It's the timing that some find curious. You know, I mean, you say, okay, the West wants a war, those in power to stay in power, and Putin does not. But at the timing of this, even if this started 10 to 8 years ago, provocations from the West and escalations the whole time leading up to this, it's still for Putin to act now. And some would say, wow, I mean, looking at the economic situation in the West, looking at all the truth coming out about COVID and the fallout from that, backlash from that, it is convenient timing. The West wants this war for it to reach this level. But it has been, I guess, largely the response each time around from NATO and the U.S., which has increased the aggression factor right now, is still, I guess, the timing for Putin to have acted initially into Ukraine is curious, Dr. Fetzer, but or Jim. But
Stephen, well, I don't. It's not so curious when you reflect that there was a lot of talk of trying to turn Ukraine into a NATO nation. Now that's a red line that Putin had drawn long ago. That must not happen. Okay. And with the increased provocations by Ukraine, where of course Victoria Nuland, then an Undersecretary of State, engineered a coup in Ukraine in 2014, which deposed the Russian-friendly then president and imposed a Western stooge using $5 billion of American taxpayer money. This is really the inevitable outcome of having staged that coup. For the 8 years since, the Ukrainians have been firing artillery into the eastern region, Donetsk and Luhansk, which have declared themselves to be independent republics. Russia has recognized their independence. Russia's had concern because of the historical relations here and the affinity. It just reached a point where, after consulting with China and anticipating the measures the West would take, Putin has acted, in my opinion, in a decisive manner to uphold the national security of Russia. I don't believe he had a choice about it. Okay. In the West, the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, are relieved because the COVID pandemic narrative is running out. All the evidence of the fatalities and adverse effects that are being caused by the vax, which was never legitimately vetted, should never have even been approved for emergency use authorization, where, because it's emergency use, pharmaceutical manufacturers aren't even required to list the contents, which turned out to be horrific. There's no medicine in these. There are all kinds of parasites, micro entities. There's graphene oxide, which can create a brain 5G interface that can affect our moods, our attitudes, even our thoughts. There are all kinds of components in these inoculations that do not properly qualify as vaccines. So we have seen the CDC redefine what it's supposed to mean to be a vaccine, and a host of other issues, which is obvious evidence of consciousness of guilt, and where they had to run a massive propaganda campaign against two well-established drugs, HCQ and ivermectin, which have a wonderful record here. Just a cite, for example, the journal Virology of the National Institutes of Health published an article in 2005 describing HCQ as a wonder drug in relation to coronaviruses, that it would cure it if you had it and prevent it if you didn't. Ivermectin has been similarly used with success. In fact, early on, we had physicians with hundreds of patients who were being treated with HCQ or with ivermectin with great success, virtually no hospitalizations and no deaths. I mean, it was staggering. These are physicians who had, say, 500 patients. But it was all ignored by the CDC because they are bought and sold, not just by Big Pharma. And the same, by the way, appears to be true of the FDA, and the same appears to be true of NIH, and the same appears to be true of the World Health Organization. But where the Rothschild banking empire, which is promoting the World Economic Forum's view for the Great Reset, wants to use the vax as a method of population reduction on an enormous scale. So we're talking about genocidal globalists who are usurping these organizations and converting them from the role which was supposed to be to protect us from adverse effects into the opposite of promoting them, and the consequences have been devastating.
Well, it would make sense, therefore, to not have a fatal dose in, you know, each and every every dose be a fatal dose of these initial batches if you want to get the maximum amount of people that they want to eliminate or close to it as possible. Then you'd think, yeah, they would want to gradually have a host of various ways that you could ultimately meet your demise, various organ failure or just a different heart and and clot-related.
Well, Richard, there's a recent report that the Pfizer vax only has 1,219 adverse effects. I mean, give me a break. This is so irresponsible.
And the fertility.
Yeah. And they were recommending pregnant women. Look, pregnant women aren't even supposed to drink a glass of wine. And they were giving them this monster vax. There would have been tons of miscarriages. We have army medical personnel who are speaking out that they've seen a ton of increases in cancer, in neurological problems, and in miscarriages within the military after they introduced the vax, where I'm convinced part and parcel was to effectively eviscerate the American military, where they're going to take a lot of these millions of illegals that are pouring across the border, put them in the military, give them citizenship, knowing they, unlike American soldiers, would be willing to fire on American citizens if push comes to shove, which may yet come to pass. We shall see. But this administration is by far the most corrupt we have ever had in the history of the nation, and the theft of the election was on an unprecedented scale, where even Mark Zuckerberg appears to have contributed millions and millions to make it happen, where there's a new documentary coming out called 20,000 Mules, where they were hiring individuals to stuff those drop boxes with fake ballots for Biden, but where in order to be paid, they had to take selfies of themselves doing it. Well, they apparently have the selfies for 2,000 of these. They got terabytes of data here, and it's going to be coming out in April. I mean, the idea that individuals who challenge the authenticity of the election or of the January 6th event, which has now become new news, we'll turn to that, or of the pandemic and the vax are supposed to be a domestic terrorist. I mean, this is a perversion of American values. The great thing about being American has always been you could express your opinion about anything and it would be completely appropriate within the scope of the First Amendment. But that's all shriveling up and disappearing where these big organizations, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook and all that, are practicing massive amounts of censorship that is ideologically and politically driven, and it's destroying rational discourse in the United States because only one side is being allowed to be presented, and they're doing everything they can to suffocate and eradicate any opposing views.
And the cover from all these other issues that the war agenda does provide is present, the profits for the military-industrial complex, but there are so many things it distracts from, like you say, the fallout from COVID and the shots, the damage, dangers from the shots. And what, like I said, the economic situation, the food shortages, the fuel issues, these are engineered crises, clearly. I mean, for the last few years, we've heard about farmers being paid not to plant, not to crop, to plow their crops under, and
yes.
All these things, it just seems and then Bill Gates buying up the farmland. The elites care about seed vaults too. You know, they don't want the rest of us to have access to their non-GMO seeds anymore, though. And we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Weitener and special guest Dr. James Fetzer. And Stephen, do you have any questions for Jim regarding any of these topics we've discussed?
Thanks, Richard. Jim, I was looking at Blacklisted News earlier. They named a person who is in the British intelligence community who was involved in chemical weapons back in Syria. This shadowy UK intel figure, it says Hamish de Breton-Gordon, who, as you read on, it says that he was a member of the 77th Brigade, was the psychological warfare unit for the British Army, and he had been involved with setting up the white helmets in Syria, and that he, right after the war started, he was calling for that an attack, that there would be a chemical weapons attack, or and wanted to get his guide how to survive a biological and chemical attack into the hands of the Ukrainian citizens. And I that's another thing that you were pointing out that could be a false flag. Do you think that it'll go that far, or that before they actually make peace and try to divide Ukraine into East and West? They were meeting in Turkey today. Do you think that the fact that they're coming to the negotiating table more, do you think that's going to up the odds of a false flag too?
I believe they are going to conduct a chemical false flag. They've laid the framework for it. They wouldn't be dropping all these heavy hints that Russia is going to be committing such a thing unless they were planning to arrange it to make it appear as though Russia had done such a thing. But Russia, so far as I can tell, is absolutely scrupulous about adhering to international law, the Geneva Conventions, and the like. I have great admiration for Vladimir Putin, who's a very competent leader of his nation, unlike what we have in Washington, D.C., where we have this pathetic, inept, totally helpless individual who's supposed to be the president of the United States. He even goes to speak before the 82nd Airborne and start talking about what they're going to see when they're in Ukraine, when officially there's not going to be any American intervention in Ukraine, which would be equivalent to initiating World War III. But he can't help himself. He also blurts out, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power, so that the White House has to walk it back again and again. And when he's asked by why some people might be concerned about his state of cognition, his cognitive competence, he says he has no idea. Well, of course he has no idea. He's completely incapable of self-reflection. He's barely able to get out a sentence. It's amazing to me when he can even speak for a paragraph or two without assistance. But what he is saying turns out to be calamitous, and there is obviously a tremendous case here for invoking the 25th Amendment and removing him because he's no longer capable mentally to handle the job. The problem being that his successor, the vice president, is, if anything, even more pathetic and incompetent than the president. So we're in a hell of a pickle thanks to the Democrat Party.
It's disturbing. It's not just embarrassing. It's disturbing to consider that these people are in power. And it gives a perfect cover for all of these ridiculous, arrogant, and stupid actions. Frankly, you know, they can say, "Don't blame us for anything that these people have done. They're incompetent." It's like it just the swamp that was in charge of the State Department when they created this crisis is still basically in charge of the State Department. The Victoria Nuland and the criminal element there seem to be calling the shots all around the world with no foreseeable plan for the future, just for the next couple of weeks. It's very disturbing when you consider how things could continue.
Yeah. You're 100% correct. And of course, the Democrats can see the writing on the wall. The latest polling is showing 57-60% of the public doesn't approve of a single thing that Biden has done since he came into power. Certainly, they're offended by his canceling our energy independence, wiping out the XL pipeline, precluding drilling on federal land, making us dependent on foreign sources. Again, that affects the national security of the United States. Donald Trump, for all his flaws, brought us to a very vigorous state of the economy, made us energy independent because he clamped down on the border. The lowest wage earners were seeing their wages rising at the highest rate. There was even a poll, Radisson, before the election of 2020, in which 40% of blacks were going to vote for Trump. And now, because of the insanity at the border, the Latino community is moving against the Democrats. And without support for the blacks and Latinos, the Democrats cannot win an election unless they cheat, as they did in order to bring Biden into office in the first place. So stand by for massive efforts to cheat, about which more I have. I'll say more after the break.
Sounds good, sir. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Weitner, and we have special guest Dr. James Fetzer. Dr. Fetzer, you were talking about, well, Stephen mentioned how many from the Obama and Clinton administrations are still really in power, pulling the strings for Biden. He's completely incompetent. And you were talking about the planned election fraud coming up. For these Democrats to remain in power, some of the plans in the works you were alluding to?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, talking about false flags, January 6th, the alleged insurrection was manufactured. Nancy Pelosi was almost certainly the brains behind it. Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, controls the Capitol Police. We know the FBI was involved. It was laden with agents provocateur. One by the name of Ray Epps appears to have been a particularly prominent and encouraging violence and assault on the Capitol. We have a report from James Sullivan, the brother of John, that John led 226 members of Antifa into the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters. The whole thing was a fantastic deception because Trump had nothing to do with it. He was speaking at the Ellipse. These events at the Capitol began at 12:45. By 12:55, the police were already calling for reinforcements. By 1 o'clock, there was a certain degree of chaos at the scene. But Trump didn't even finish speaking at the Ellipse until 1:11, and it was a mile and a half away. So the Trump supporters who weren't agitating and who weren't out to be, initiating any provocation whatsoever were blamed because of the way in which this false flag was designed. I thought it was obvious that this was a setup, and I have a video, it's on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, of what happened at the Capitol. It runs around 21 minutes. You can see the police letting in the protesters. You can see individuals in a crowd who are managing and directing them where to go and what to do. You can follow Ashley Babbitt, who is unarmed, but appears to be a crisis actor, trying to break through a window into a hallway where a Capitol cop comes out and shoots her blatantly, even though he's not in any risk or danger. She's nowhere near him. She hasn't even come into the hallway where he was present. And when she falls back, there's no apparent blood. In fact, no one in the crowd reacts to the, even when she's being shot. She's put down on the ground rather gently. It appears they handed her a packet of fake blood. The whole thing was completely contrived. I'm convinced Ashley Babbitt was not killed. But they had to stage a death so they could talk about it as the deadly insurrection. That's, you know, that's for PR purposes. Mm-hmm. Now, I was shocked today to discover a federal judge finds Trump most likely committed crimes over the 2020 election, that the illegality of the plan was obvious about the January 6th, which is giving a huge boost to the January 6th panel. But it's ridiculous. There's nothing to it. David Marcus of the Federalist dealt with this issue on January 12th of 2021, explaining, no, Donald Trump did not incite an insurrection. The Democrats, let me share just some portion of what he wrote then, because it's available and very important. The Democrats and their media allies are trying to convince the American people that Donald Trump is guilty of inciting an insurrection last week when he wrote, in both legal terms and the plain meaning of the English language, their claim is absurd on its face. There are two fundamental reasons for this. Trump did not incite the riots at the Capitol, and the riots were not an insurrection. The standard for incitement. Legally speaking, incitement has an incredibly high bar that none of Trump's actions since the election come close to meeting. The standard was set by the Supreme Court in Brandenburg versus Ohio. The decision held that in order to constitute incitement to violence, speech must include intent and specific, not abstract, instructions to act. It's also required the speech in question would likely produce imminent lawless action, which went a step further than previous legal tests for incitement. So as a legal matter, this seems pretty clear. Those who have tried to make a case for Trump, who talked about, you know, peacefully protesting, let your voices be heard, but said nothing about committing violence, a woman by the name of Amanda Marcotte tried to make a case for her inciting an insurrection in Salon. She begins with a big claim. There's no doubt Donald Trump incited the insurrection on January 6th. It happened largely in public and is recorded for posterity. Let's review the record. But only a paragraph later, she writes, the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol armed with guns, pipe bombs, and flex cuffs to take members of Congress and Vice President Hunt hostage understood Trump's wink and nudge style loud and clear. One cannot incite with a wink and a nudge, not unless those gestures have already been specified to mean a call to violence. Nothing Trump said in his speech before the violence broke out was a specific call for violence, much less insurrection. Part of how we know this is that the vast, vast majority of those who attended his speech, where he literally called for a peaceful protest at the Capitol, did not engage in any violence whatsoever. Also, this was no insurrection. At no point was the overthrow of the government of the United States even a remotely possible outcome, not even close. Those cosplaying idiots taking selfies in Speaker Pelosi's office and parading around with podiums had no intention of forming a new government. This was an expression of anger, not a realistic organized coup attempt. anyone among the rioters who believed their actions would result in the overthrow of the government, if there were any, were delusional to the point of insanity. So if it wasn't incitement and it wasn't insurrection, why do the Democrats, the corporate media, and the big tech tyrants want you to believe it was? It's quite simple, actually. The purpose is to create an atmosphere of crisis and emergency that gives cover to extreme and illiberal action to punish and silence those with whom they disagree politically. But it's actually more than that. It turns out there's a clause of the 14th Amendment that says anyone who participates in an insurrection against the government may not run for federal office. So they're trying to use this now to various members of the Senate, including my very own senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, claiming that he participated in, encouraging the overthrow of the American government. They're trading on the ambiguity between protesting the outcome of an election, which was obviously fraudulent, and trying to overthrow the government. Those are two completely different matters. The one is disputing the legitimacy of the democratic process we use to select our leaders, taking control of the whole government to impose a new one. It's just outrageous. And the idea that this federal judge, who turns out to be have been appointed by Bill Clinton, the illegality of the plan was obvious, he says, Judge David O. Carter of the Central District of California. Our nation was founded on the peaceful transition of power epitomized by George Washington laying down his sword to make way for a Democratic campaign. Ignoring this history, President Trump vigorously campaigned for the vice president to single-handedly determine the results of the 2020 election. Well, the fact is the vice president had the right, when there were two different slates of electors present, and that was true for a half a dozen or more of the states, to send the matter back to the states to determine which slate of electors represented the state. He failed to do that. So I do fault Pence. I think he's just a monster in all of this. And I do fault the Supreme Court when it refused to accept the Texas case that laid out in very clear and unambiguous language how five key states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, had all violated their own structures. No, Pennsylvania, yeah. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona had all violated their own standards for selecting their electors, which made them illegitimate on the face. And because this was an issue involving multiple states, it's one where the Supreme Court of the United States would have original jurisdiction, meaning you don't have to go through circuit courts, appellate courts, state Supreme Courts, and so forth to get there. And the idea the Supreme Court turned it down was simply outrageous. And I just tell you, this judge here, David O. Carter, is grossly abusing the law for political purposes. And I got to say, I've experienced this in my own case right here in Wisconsin, where I was subjected to a completely contrived lawsuit over my book, That Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, where I brought together 13 contributors, including six PhD professors, and where we established that the school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students there, and it was a two-day FEMA exercise, technically a mass casualty drill involving children, for which we even found the manual, which I included in the book. So, in order to silence me and restrict access to the book, which I'd released for free as a PDF after Amazon banned it less than a month after it had gone on sale. I put it on sale 22 October 2015. It sold nearly 500 copies when Amazon banned it on 19 November 2015, and I released it for free as a PDF. I have a friend whose estimate has been downloaded 10 million times, which I'm unable to verify. But if that's the case, I'm very glad, because I've been concerned to get the truth out to the American people, and I've been subjected to abuse by the judicial system right here in Wisconsin, parallel to what Trump is now undergoing. I'm just incensed. We have lost the rule of law. When the law is politicized and used as a weapon against our political opponents, America as a nation is lost. It's tragic, but there it is, spelled out in spades before the whole world to see.
Well, we have more than half of the population who are considered the enemy now by the government. You know, anyone who's not a supporter of their candidate, which at the moment is of the well, I don't know. I think they're afraid they can't get the genie back in the bottle to have a Republican base who will vote for a George Bush sort of candidate. You know, I mean, say what you will about Trump, where he does fall short in some issues for our concerns, some out there critique, but you have to admit that, yeah, he's set a new standard for people who actually want positive change, a populist candidate for the people, where, yeah, there's showing Trump of their true colors now, more authoritarian responses from the establishment, because, they're afraid that they can't get rid of that. They can't. We have a few callers for you if they have any questions.
Sure. Go for it. I'm glad to. Sure.
Okay. Hopefully they have questions related to the topics you've been covering here today, sir.
I'm open.
Okay. Well, first we have Patrick in Texas. You're on with James Fetzer. Patrick.
Dr. Fetzer, I'm a big fan. This lawfare, man, they went after Trump from day one. Henry Wiseman, went after him. And they did the same in Russia. Where they this outrageous law system that they locked up almost everybody, a quarter of like St. Petersburg in one day or something. England, they got the Benjamin Disraeli prime minister, the outrageous Zionist. He monetized everybody there. In America, Colonel Mandel House and finally FDR monetized us. And today, the courts access the Federal Reserve, your bond, where they get the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond. And the judge will get like $75,000. The prosecutor got $50,000. The court gets $2 million for one case of fraud. It's highly it's a conflict of interest. I think they got these new, they're trading with the FDR again, trading with the enemy act into the American people. They're making us the enemy and legitimizing it. I'm just saying, I have no disagreement or any, I know what you're saying. I just wish y'all guys had the majority of the time, because we are basically, there's too many people that want to be politically correct, and this is not the time to do that. So, bravo, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you. I think you got it right. Political correctness bothered me big back when, and now wokeness has gone mad, stark raving mad, and promoting this transgender business nonsense. You got a biological male setting new records in women's swimming by massive margins when he would rank among men like 456. This is just stunning stuff. We all were thrilled when women's sports came into their own with federal funding. This is a giant step backwards, and yet the Democrats applaud it, just as they did defunding the police. And the surge of crime now has left them holding the bag where they're trying to make it up as though they've never promoted it. We lived through a whole summer of rioting, looting, and arson that Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters and other prominent Democrats were encouraging. They wanted more of it when the American public was simply appalled and dumbfounded. And now the hens are coming to roost, and they got a problem here with a midterm where they face a potential wipeout. They're going to do everything they can to avoid it, including cheating, lying, theft, you name it. More callers. Welcome.
We have Laura. Laura in Michigan. Hello. Laura, you're on with James Fetzer.
I have a friend whose son is stationed in Poland. So I said, is he under the NATO or is he under UN peacekeepers? And she said to me, he can't say what he is. So anyway, this morning I just heard they're going to send our American soldiers into Ukraine as UN peacekeepers. Now you know what's going to happen once one of those American soldiers is killed. The war's off to the races.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Yeah, Putin's not going to put up with this nonsense. This guy is a brilliant guy. He understands the score. He's not going to put up with mamby-pamby nonsense. He has concluded that the U.S. is engaged in all-out war against Russia. He's not going to tolerate this, I don't believe, for a second. But it's very interesting you got that word from inside the military itself stationed there.
Yeah. Also, we got a leader who you wouldn't even issue a driver's license to.
Right.
That's how bad it is.
that's absolutely correct. Nice point.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Laura. And Stephen, do you have any more questions for Jim?
Well, I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. I just am curious where you think this is going to lead. Do you think that we'll end up with a partition of Ukraine and a new east-west split there? Or do you think this is going to spread as the warfare is going to spread through more of Europe?
I think that Russia is going to have to take all of Ukraine for the following reason. A partition would leave a situation where the Nazi government, and there's a history, these are real Nazis, the Azov Battalion, they campaign using the swastika as their banner. I think Russia is not going to be able to not take all of Ukraine, because otherwise they're going to have guerrilla warfare, constant warfare between the western Ukraine and the eastern Ukraine. So I don't think you can go through all this sacrifice, time, and effort and not make sure that it doesn't happen again. This is if we're lucky enough to avoid nuclear war, which the West is so eager for, but where Russia, believe me, is overwhelmingly better positioned to conduct, sad to say.
And you've already pointed out how sad a state our military is in, partly due to these injections that they've been receiving. And also then there's the critical race theory and the woke left cultural Marxist stuff it's permeated the military since Benghazi. It's like, it's almost as if that was a setup and a prime for this, to set up this conflict with NATO.
Well, it's one of the residual benefits of introducing the vax and then requiring the military. The CDC and the FDA, by the way, won't even let us know how many of their employees are vaxxed. See, they know what's in the vax, so they're not requiring their employees to be vaxxed. By the way, I should mention, some in your audience might be interested. I, for 35 years, offered courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning in a range of universities from Kentucky to Virginia, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, New College of the University of South Florida, the Duluth campus, University of Minnesota. I do a huge amount of research on false flags and conspiracies. So it occurred to me it might be a good idea to do an online course beginning on April 6th from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. I'll be doing a Conspiracy 101, Critical Thinking and Conspiracy Theories, where I introduce the principles of critical thinking and use conspiracy theories as examples. You'll learn a tremendous amount. It's a 15-week, 1 week, 1 hour a week. All the materials for the course are provided free. There is a $150 course fee, and the course is repeatable. If you go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org and just check out Conspiracy 101, Critical Thinking and Conspiracy Theories, or just put in on your browser, Conspiracy 101, Critical Thinking and Conspiracy Theories, you'll check it out. I have a four-minute intro about it. I think you might find it worthwhile. I encourage everyone to take a look, because it's a difference between giving a man a fish and teaching him how to fish. I want to share with the public as widely as I can the principles that enable you to make sure you are not played, because the government has been playing you again and again. I'm talking about JFK, 9/11, the moon landing, and a host of other issues that will be examples and addressed in different class sessions. You'll have some homework assignments you may or may not fulfill. I would say you probably get maximal benefit if you do the 1 hour a week of the live presentation and invest perhaps an hour or 2 hours on the research materials that I'll be assigning. No grades, of course. I mean, it's all for your benefit. Get what you can out of it. It'll make a difference in your life. I used to tell my students at our first class meeting, that if you come to the university to take only one course, this was the course you could take because it'll make a difference in your entire life avoiding being played, whether it's in advertising, politics, economics, buying, selling automobiles, a whole bit. It'll make a difference in your life, and that remains the case to this very day.
Well, that sounds like an extraordinary set of lectures. And, yeah, definitely, folks, you can find out about that at jamesfetzer.org, correct?
Yes, Conspiracy 101, Critical Thinking and Conspiracy Theories. And I believe it's also on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Just check out, just put it in the title. I think you're going to have no trouble tracking it down.
Brilliant. Well, we only have about a minute or two left, but so this situation, you're convinced it will escalate further. There'll be more bloodshed, and this false flag, you're convinced will happen. I've heard go ahead.
I wish I could be more optimistic, Richard, but I'm telling you, the stupidity at the top here, and it appears a deep state, you know, the military-industrial complex benefits enormously financially from wars. Already Lockheed Martin and other of these big outfits were telling their investors that tensions between the nations, the U.S. and Russia, were good for business. Look, the whole idea was to defeat the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Once it were in place, relations between Germany and Russia, providing Germany cheap energy to warm their homes, was going to make a huge difference. Tensions between Russia and Europe were going to subside. That NATO is a useless relic that not worth the time would become apparent. There'd be no need for these countries to buy fantastically expensive military equipment from Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and the like. So they have felt for them it was an existential issue to make sure there was a conflict in Europe. And I'm very sorry to say, I think that the nincompoops who are running our government today, deliberately put in place by George Soros and other miscreants, are going to lead us into a disaster with Russia. I'm really apologetic. When it happens, just bend over and kiss your ass. Goodbye.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure to have your insights, Dr. Fetzer. We'll be in touch again soon. And thank you, Stephen, as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Stephen. Thank you both. Terrific.
And go to jamesfetzer.org, folks, to check out more of Jim Fetzer's work. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. Please support RBN to continue all of this uncensored content streaming. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you